Okay, good morning. This is one of the most important halachos about the qualifications for a shliach tzibur. And continuing now in Siman Nun Gimel Yud Aleph. Shliach tzibur shemarich b'tfilos ha'kadesh yishmu kolo oriv. So you have a chazan up there who's making the davening go very long in order that his voice may be heard. Imhu mechamas shesameach b'libo al shenoisin hodol Hashem yisborach. If the reason why he's making a long davening is because he has so much simcha in his heart, because he's giving such a proper praise to Hashem, b'ne'imo, because his voice is so sweet, in that case, tovol of bracha. Okay, let a blessing come to him. V'hu shiyispala b'chovet rosh va'omi be'ema v'yira. And this is when he's davening with a seriousness, with an ema, and a yira, a tangible fear, a general approach to the davening, one that respects awe. Aval im mechavin lahashmiya kolo v'sameach b'kolo hareze meguna. But if the reason why he's davening such a long tefillah is because he just happens to like to hear the sound of his own voice, so hareze meguna, that's disgusting. When we call makom, nevertheless, kol shemarik b'tefillos lo tov oisem ipnei torah chatzibur. You really shouldn't have such a long schlepped out davening anyway because of the tircha, the stress that it puts on the tzibur. Interesting, right? Okay, so let's begin now. The Mishnah Berurah clarifies a little bit in Lamed Dalet Shliach Tzibur. Mi sheyesh lo kol noyim yiranin l'hakadosh baruch hu v'lo sharanos. A person who has a good voice should use that gift for davening to Hashem, not for singing other types of songs. Ve'im rakak yikanach piv. And if his voice is whatever, hoarse or something like that, so he clears his throat, spits out, and then he davens. Lamed Aleph is the end. If it's magun, if a person's davening just because they want to hear the sound of how they of their own voice, say Isa b'sefer chasidim b'shash Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel yotz ledin lehareg Amud Rebbe Yishmael Kohen Gadol. So this is talking about the Asar Harugim Malchus, right? When they're being taken out to be executed by the government. Achi, my brother, mipnei ma'ani yoytze leharig. What's the reason why we were sent? It's obviously it's happening for a reason. So what's the reason? They could tell. They had hotline to heaven. They knew why they were going to be killed. So amalo shema ha'yisid dorish v'rabim v'samach libcha v'nehenis v'divrei Torah. Maybe you once gave a really good drasha and you felt good about yourself afterwards. Look what I did. I gave the drasha. And you had a tinge, a hint of personal satisfaction. You're a avodas Hashem. Amalo achi nicham tani. You've comforted me. That's exactly. It must be. Now again, let's just put this in context, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu medakdik tzaddikim klud hasara. There's a much higher level standard of a person. Halavai, we should feel good about it and enjoy avodas Hashem. But he's quoting this in the context of the chazan who's up there singing just because he likes the way his voice happens to sound. Okay, and at the end, even if he's doing it for the good things, it's still not going to be ma'arech too long because of the tircha de tzibur. That's lamed vav. Kosev b'yam shel shlomo, that's a marshal simen nun. Oser lo laharich shelo b'ratzon ha'kahal, afilu b'shabes v'yamtav. If you don't have the reshus of the kahal, the people don't want this, then you can't daven along even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. All right, so you say, what's the Shabbos and Yom Tov versus weekdays? So weekdays, people have to go to work. So of course you can't have daven along schlepped out. But it says, no, even on the Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not appropriate. And even if they give you the permission, they want davening and singing, but it shouldn't be more, too much. Because we have to divide things up, half for Hashem, right, and half for us.
Everybody's smelling the chont in the back,
Okay, or even not smelling it, they know it's waiting for them at home, right? They're getting, okay. So what if you had a person who was the chazan and then his voice became no good anymore? So if it's like a totally, we'll call it like a broken voice, a raspy voice, he can't hit the notes that he used to hit anymore, so then he's no longer qualified to do this. Vokos writes even more, im shnei chazanim shav, you have two who are equal, kohein kodem levi. So then in terms of, it's like a minui, it's a a position that you're pointed up to be the Shliach Tzibur, so then you have the regular din of Vikidashto.
Yeah, someone who's been the Shliach Tzibur for many, many years, right? And now all of a sudden you say, oh, well, sorry, your voice is not good enough anymore.
It's a sensitive point, but it is a real thing. It's not a lifetime appointment, right? Levi le Yisrael. So then again, Din Kedim, the Levi goes before the Yisrael. Talmid Chacham Kodem la'am ha'aretz afilu hu kohen v'chol shekhen Levi. And if you have a Talmid Chacham, let's say he's a Yisrael, and you have a kohen who's an am ha'aretz, and then the kohen, the Talmid Chacham gets goes up there first. So that's part of it. Now, just he points out here in the Dirshu, he brings down by the. I think that's where I saw it. That by it says it has to be done with the rotzim. What if you had like a shtibel? And this isn't the kahal. This is one person's minion. And you understand, if you're coming to daven this minion, this is how the davening goes. This is it. It's with the chazanas. It's with these nugunim. It's with this. So then, in that case, it doesn't matter if any protest, because this is basically their minion that you're coming to them. It's not your minion. So therefore, in that case, the Pose can point out that you like it or not, that this is what it is. It is what it is. So then you're coming to him, so that it doesn't make a difference whether or not it's with the Rotson or not. By you stepping into that shul and that shtibel, that's your tacit agreement that we're adopting the way that they want to. Okay. Next is about pronouncing different letters. Yud Beis is Ein Manim Mishikori La Alfin Einin La Einin Alfin. So we don't put a Shliach Tzibur up there unless they can distinguish between an Aleph and an Ayin. If we were strict on this particular prat, we'll see why we're not so much. This would knock out a large segment.
We don't distinguish them, at least the Ashkenazim.
When you say Ashkenaz, that's the difference. Right? The Ashkenazim don't so much. Although certain places in Europe, there is a way to pronounce it, Yankov, right? With the I is pronounced with a little bit like a, I don't know how you call it, like an NG side of it, right? I can't do it, especially with a head cold this morning.
Yankee.
It's not good. Okay, here we go. Lamed Zayin talk. We'll see what the difference is. He says, Pirish Havaras Ha'ayin, Hu B'choizik V'amukayosim Havaras Ha'ala. So it's like a deeper type of pronunciation. It's more of a guttural, the Ayin. V'hu Hadin L'mishikor Ha'chesin Ha'hein. If you can't make a difference between a ches or a hey. O Shakura Shibolus Sibolus, you can't make the shin and the sin. Ve'im kula medabrim kach. However, if everybody speaks this way, if nobody makes the difference between, let's say, the Aleph and the Ayin, Mutalio Shliach Tzibur, then you're allowed to, because you're no different than anybody else. It's just when everybody else makes this chilik and you don't, that's when it comes to disqualify you. Vidao, you know even more than this. Ve'hu hadin, the chomish ain't a yachal hoitzi ha'osios ketikunam. Can't pronounce the letters correctly. Kigon shu kvad peh. The person stutters kvad loshen. Right? They have a, let's call it like a lisp, maybe something like that. Whatever it is, they can't pronounce the words. That's also a problem. Gam kain ain maridin osel lifnei hateva. He shouldn't be up there davening. It's not a kavod tzibur to have somebody like that. V'himuchik Rambam perek tesvav mihilchas nasiyas kapayim halacha aleph perek ches mihilchas tefila halacha yud beis ayin shami kesef mishnah. Okay, tzarach iim biyushalmi perek haya korei halacha v'dalad yisa sham iim haya lashono oruch ayin sham v'pnei moshe matir be'inyan zev v'pnei shemikol malkom ayin mishana oisius me havayason ayin sham achin v'fima shepirusham habal sefer haredim ez dir ha'yusham yinicha. Okay. Pasha Pshat is that we would not put somebody.
See, there's so many things we don't distinguish. Like we don't distinguish. A dalid for a gimel and a dalid with the dagesh without a dagesh.
Right. So these things are not ma'akev. But if you're davening in a tzibur that does do that, then you should be able to do that as well. Lamed ches la'ayin le'alfin. Excuse my head cold this morning. I am pre-chodesh shehel lo bezman deleika achir. Let's see, no one's already goes there. Senroi kemoso muter lahorido teva fila bechesin ahein. So if there's no one else there, then even the person who messes up the ches and the hey, he could also avav baal pray pre Moshe hanal cholik alav esoyv da fila bedleika achir. Even there isn't anybody else up there. Lo shari, still not allowed to go up there. Ki im heicha keshehu mechavin lekroyis osa leches. Because if he wanted to, if he would exert himself, then he could do it. Nirad od, Pen yizdamin machar achar toiv mimeno. So don't put a person like this up there with kavias. He could daven there on in a temporary way, but don't set him up as the set shliach tiba, because maybe tomorrow someone else's better is gonna come along. Rak lepam zem utle harido b'tleik aroy can also, because no one else is up there. Kishehi maaser the Rebbe Chia sham b'gemara. Okay, yud gimel. Pocheach, a person whose clothing is torn, v'humi shebigdo karua, v'zrosav magulim, and his arms, shoulders are revealed, lo yiri lifnei hateva, so he shouldn't be davening for the almond when not dressed appropriately. Zrosav, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Lamentes, heim kasev, that's kasefah, that's his shoulders, like a tank top or something like that, or a torn shirt, wherever, if it's written, lifnei hateva, shun davening. Shouldn't be the Balkori. Probably should even be up there for an Aliyah easel, because it's not considered respectful in the way that a person dresses. We have, you know, it changes. He explains in the Dershowit, it changes on climate and social thing. Many places people go around with shorts, right? That if in a very hot country, then that's normal. That was this. So even then, they wouldn't daven for the almond, but their personal tefillah would be fine. So here we're making a chilek between how a person represents the tzibur.
Someone comes to the show on Shabbos, he's not dressed Shabbos begadim, he's wearing jeans or whatever, I don't know.
So who is the person knows but doesn't know better? The person doesn't know better, so then okay, there's not really an issue.
Do you give him a leah?
They don't know any better. The person who knows better and still comes to show dressed inappropriately, so then, no, they should not be given a cover to represent the tzibur. And unfortunately, they chose not to dress appropriately, so then they don't deserve to get a kavod for representing the tzibur. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here for today.